A new study has found that smokers and former smokers who develop lung cancer are more likely to survive if their disease is detected with a computed tomography or CT scan instead of a standard chest X-ray. That's because a CT scan picks up lung cancer tumors at a much earlier and more treatable stage. The 5-year study, conducted by the U.S. National Cancer Institute, compared conventional single-image chest X-rays to CT scans in a group of more than 53,000 heavy smokers and former smokers at 33 centers around the United States. Between 2002 and 2004, researchers enrolled participants between the ages of 55 and 74 who either received one chest X-ray per year for 3 years or they got an annual computed tomography scan for 3 years. CT scans give radiologists a three-dimensional view of the lung, detecting potentially cancerous nodules as small as a grain of rice. In December 2009, when investigators followed up, they discovered a 20% higher survival rate among those who received CT scans compared to the X-ray group. The reason? The more sensitive computer tomography picked up cancerous lung lesions at a much earlier stage when they were much smaller and easier to treat. Christine Berg with the NCI is the study's lead author. Berg says she's not ready to recommend lung CT screening for all heavy smokers and former smokers. For one thing, she says, CT scans are known to produce a high rate of so-called false positives, identifying lung nodules that might be cancerous, but which often turn out to be benign.
The rate of positive testing was 24.2% throughout the study on average. And that's a high rate. And then these individuals need to have a lot of follow-up examinations. And so I think that before one considers embarking on a program of screening, either for an individual or for a healthcare organization, one needs to look at the full picture.
I feel delighted for the people who are at risk of lung cancer that there's further confirmation of our results and that hopefully people will avail themselves of that.
Claudia Henschke heads the lung and cardiac screening program at Mount Sinai Medical Center in New York. Henschke's been conducting her own lung screening program using low-dose CT imaging and has found that heavy smokers and former smokers who undergo regular CT scans increase their chances of survival by 90% when the cancer is detected early. Critics have said the benefits of yearly scans have to be weighed against the risks of false positives, unnecessary radiation exposure, and potentially risky diagnostic workups. Because of these concerns, Henschke believes it'll be some time before there are any official recommendations for lung screening, as there are now for breast or colon cancer.
But I think in the meantime, there are programs that provide screening that have experience in it and have protocols in place, and then individuals can make up their minds as to, after talking to their physician, whether they want to have such a screening test.
The results of the National Lung Screening Trial are published in the New England Journal of Medicine. That's today's Health Brief. I'm Jessica Berman.